Tech Lyceum, a podcast from Birlasoft.
Hello and welcome to Tech Lyceum, a podcast from Birlasoft. I'm your host, Neerja, and today we are diving into an interesting topic on the podcast, transformations in the life sciences industry and the role of testing as a service. Joining us to give us all the insights are two of our industry leaders. We've got Shefali Sharma, Vice President and Vertical Delivery Head for Life Sciences, and we've got Vishvesh Arumugam, Senior Director and Head of Testing Practice. Together, we are going to take a journey into the fascinating world of life sciences, exploring how testing as a service has evolved and become an integral part of the business processes. We will uncover what makes Birlasoft unique, setting it apart in this industry. Let's bring on our guests, Shefali, Vishvesh. Shefali, could you share your views on the life sciences industry? What is happening? What's new? And how is the industry growing? Given the significant changes in regulatory requirements as well, how is Birlasoft adapting to address these challenges?
Sure. Well, hello, everyone. And thank you once again, Neerja, for having us for this discussion today. Yeah. And talking about, the life sciences industry, it is evolving at a rapid pace, of course, bringing both exciting opportunities for us and, significant challenges as well. If we look at the positive side of this, we are seeing incredible advancements in automation, artificial intelligence, predictive analytics, and conversational AI interfaces. But it's not all that smooth sailing as well. The industry faces tremendous challenge in keeping up with the fast pace of this technological changes. You know, before we even think and settle, we have new technologies gaining momentum. And it is imperative that we keep pace with this to remain relevant in the tech industry. Pharma and medtech companies especially are at the forefront of digital transformation, optimizing and consolidating data platforms, constantly investing in technology innovation. And I must say, understanding the importance of data and AI on top of it has never been deeper enough. GenAI is truly revolutionizing the life sciences sector by leveraging, vast data sets and the advanced AI capabilities of tech companies. It's transforming everything, from drug discovery to manufacturing and commercialization. And in this entire transformative journey, testing as a service becomes even more crucial for us. You know, it ensures system reliability, data integrity, regulatory compliance, making it an indispensable part of the entire process. And of course, today we're going to talk a little bit more about how we have been helping, our customers by setting up these quality assurance center of excellences that integrates into our customers' transformation journey.
Yes, we definitely will be diving deeper into that. Thank you, Shefali. You've touched upon some very key aspects. And Vishvesh, if I can bring you in here, where do you think testing and overall software quality come into play? How are we ensuring that our software quality seamlessly integrates into our customers' transformation journeys?
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having us here, Neerja. It's an interesting question, right? As Shefali mentioned, the industry is really going through some big changes. And testing is right at the heart of it all. It's not just a step in the process anymore. I must say it's a key player that can make or break large transformations. Speaking about life sciences world, many customers are upgrading their core ERPs, and there's a big push towards improving their digital transformations. Shefali and I attended a workshop in early 2024. There was discussions and significant focus on enterprise data modernization and also increased in adoption of AI and GenAI for their business value. In line with all of these transformations that's happening in the industry, testing has really stepped up its game. It's no longer just finding bugs anymore. It's about ensuring business processes run smoothly and enabling the automated process orchestration across the business value chain. And also unlocking value with GenAI, right? That's become the more focus area in the industry in the last few months and years, right? Plus in the life sciences domain, testing is crucial from a regulatory compliance perspective. verification, validation are essential for getting approvals from regulatory bodies, ensuring that medical devices and software are safe for end users.
All right. Thank you, Vishvesh, for that perspective. And Shefali, back to you. It's fascinating to see the rise of AI, isn't it? How do you think AI is impacting the life sciences industry overall? And what about automation and other technology levers? How are they shaping the industry?
Interesting question, Neera. Yes, absolutely. So life sciences industry for sure is in for a rapid phase of innovation, you know, with AI, of course, leading the charge. In 2023, the statistics do show that the US FDA approved more novel medical technologies than ever before, with 185 of those approvals being AI-led technologies. At Birlasoft, so Vish did talk about, how important the AI technologies is and how testing has also been evolving, right? At Birlasoft, we have created strong capabilities in AI and GenAI, including a GenAI Center of Excellence to meet these novel customer requirements. In fact, we have also developed an in-house platform called Birlasoft Cogito, for the GenAI app development, which also includes the GenAI-based test automation platform, which is Lynx. Both together will not only significantly speed up our app development lifecycle, but also digitize the entire testing lifecycle. And if we talk about the GenAI capabilities across, the business value chain for our customers, in the pharma sector, our GenAI and RPA solutions help in accelerating drug discovery through advanced summarization, visualizations, and predictive modeling. The use of technology in pharmacovigilance especially has evolved significantly from manual paper-based processes to adoption of digital technologies like integration of real-world data sources, adoption of cloud computing, automation, and centralized data repositories. Plethora of advanced technologies are coming into play. But if we really want this advanced technology usage to be impactful, data solutions must be thoroughly validated and vetted to ensure that the data analytics being conducted is valid and really drives value. And that is where our testing COEs help us. And as Vish alluded, right, testing is no longer just about finding bugs. It is about ensuring business processes run smoothly.
Another big trend in the industry seems to be data now, right? Vishvesh, with data being the new gold and industries finally acknowledging its value, how do you think it's going to impact the quality aspects?
That's an important question, Neerja. Right. We're noticing a significant shift in the ways of working, with everything becoming data-driven today. We all understand data holds an immense value. As Shefali was alluding earlier, our customers are increasingly eager to adopt AI and modernize their data infrastructure. For one of our customers, we partnered with them on their MDM transformation journey. Right? When we got into discussions with them, the customer had a lot of questions and challenges in their mind as to how this will become a successful implementation. There are real valid reasons for their questions as well, right? Some of the real valid reasons are the volume of the data and the sensitivity and the confidential information that the data carried, and also legacy information, a lot of business data which was there and which is only within SMEs' hands, right? And the availability of SMEs' time was very limited. With all of these challenges, we took this in hand and we got engaged with them. And then we defined the data validation, end-to-end data validation strategy, right? And the tooling strategy as well, right? Shefali said earlier, at Birlasoft, we are a big believers in automated solution across the board. And especially when it comes to data quality, it becomes even more pertinent that we use automated solutions to validate the full set of data so that it can be consumed and gives better value for the business. As part of the implementation, we did automate a lot of sophisticated use cases automated the entire execution and then produced results out of it. We've also done similar engagements in different use cases for our other customers in life sciences world, in banking, financial services, insurance, and manufacturing sectors as well. data validation typically involves multiple areas, but there's been more focus around three or four areas right now. One is the data pipeline testing. As the data moves across the pipeline, we'll have to ensure that the data is really producing the value it is supposed to. Then next is, as we all are implementing models to use AI and GenAI, right? The data model validation becomes more important. And the other important aspect is, during the modernization phase, there's a lot of migration which is expected to happen. And that migration has to be, made sure that it is intact and it is not losing the value it is supposed to. From that perspective, running a lot of tests to ensure that the data is, the quality data is getting transformed. And doing all of these things manually is time-consuming and it's costly, right? That's where this automated solution becomes really handy. The other aspect is GenAI is moving at a lightning speed today, just like an F1 race, right? To stay ahead of the curve, we specialize in GenAI model testing, covering various parameters like hallucination, the biases, and drift validation, so that we can ensure that the functional integrity of the GenAI applications produces the value for business. And we firmly believe that the quality of data will be a game changer going forward.
Vishvesh, it really does sound like an exciting time to be in life sciences, right? I'm sure Shefali would agree. And Shefali, where do you think BirlaSoft's advantage lies here? What can we do that really excites our customers?
So, Nija, I think Vish just made a statement a minute before, right, that Gen AI is moving at the lightning speed, just like an F1 race. And I think that exactly what I believe is the future for the life sciences industry also, right? It lies in AI, artificial intelligence. And early adopters of AI will start to see the benefits of scale and gain the first mover advantage. Companies who have already adopted GenAI have already started to see productivity benefits, beginning with low hanging fruits like co-pilots across various functions. Actually, companies are exploring the impact of GenAI on commercial and operational roles. And with our GenAI COEs, we can solve pharma and medtech business problems by leveraging our capabilities in both domain and technology. And like Vish mentioned, with our BirlaSoft testing as a service COE as well, we focus on both quality assurance and quality control, which is the most important today in this age where data plays a very big role. And particularly if I talk about, testing, and Vish knows this very well, we started our testing practice, where we were getting engaged with customers by being embedded with the project and getting siloed. But over the period of over so many years, we realized that we could bring in true value by creating a center of excellence for our customers as well, the way we have it internally for BirlaSoft. And Vish, I'm sure you remember the first COE that we had set up for our large medtech organization, where we brought in the business domain angle, the automation first, and AI as an engine, and larger synergies across units in an organization together to the larger transformation journey, rather than being just project specific. That resulted in cycle time reduction, cost savings via automation, process efficiencies for our customer. So overall, if you ask, at BirlaSoft, we are well prepared to meet evolving customer demands. Testing as a COE is one of the examples that we have spoken about today, but there is much more that we have in BirlaSoft and in the life sciences industry in our unit. With our capabilities and early adopter advantage, we are equipped to meet customer needs effectively and looking forward to embed ourselves in our customers' transformation journeys.
Yeah, that's great, because I think for BirlaSoft, we've always been very good at adapting to change. And it seems like that is the need of the hour. Testing needs to keep up with the rapid changes in the life sciences industry. Vishvesh, how do you think BirlaSoft is doing in that regard? How are we using testing, automation, and generative AI to ensure the reliability and safety of medical devices?
Yeah, at BirlaSoft, we have a mature testing capability. Our testing innovation lab and quality engineering innovation team continuously monitor technological advancements and bring in the latest and greatest to our offerings and solutions. And that has made us to stay ahead of the curve. And also customers have appreciated our readiness for any engagement that we want to start, we were able to start quickly. If you ask me, what is the differentiation, right, that you were asking earlier also, there are four things that sets us apart and enables us to deliver quality with speed. First is our AI-based testing as a service offering, which is an outcome-based execution model where the end-to-end ownership of quality lies with Birlasoft, and we make sure that the quality is delivered to the business, which is actually powered by our GenAI-based test automation platform, Lynx, which digitizes the entire testing lifecycle. The next is all about, how are we ready from an industry standpoint, right? Because testing is a horizontal which cuts across all the industries, but we are very focused on developing and building industry-centric solutions and accelerators so that we can actually use that and jumpstart engagements. Other thing is our extensive experience, transformation assurance experience and expertise across broad spectrum of technology and business domains makes us deliver the results to our customers. We use GenAI to revolutionize the way we test. Our new platform Lynx leverages AI and GenAI to optimize test design from a generation capability. Shift left the integration testing towards the left side of it and make test execution more smarter and intelligent. Derive insights and take actions automatically and intelligently. We've already leveraged some of these capabilities and deployed solutions to our customers. As Shafari was saying earlier, right, I still remember, when we started this engagement and now how we've transformed that testing for one of our large life sciences customers, right? We have successfully embedded AI into their quality lifecycle. We are running an AI-based testing as a service with automation first and AI as the engine. And enabled with the domain-led testing team members. This has resulted in cost savings, primarily about $6 million of USD savings via automation productivity levers, and cycle time reduction of about 30%. And the most important aspect is zero defect, production defect, right, in the last 2 years. Zero defect is the need of the hour with respect to the safety of the software and med devices for end users. We always say quality in life sciences starts with precise software testing, and there is no room for oops moment here. We are frontiers in the testing, the future of life sciences.
Vishvesh, Shefali, this has been such a great conversation. Thank you for those incredible insights. And we've learned a lot about how pharma and medtech companies are at the forefront of digital transformation, optimizing data platforms for scalable Gen AI applications, right? And how Gen AI is shaping the sector by enhancing drug discovery, manufacturing, and commercialization. Unfortunately, we are out of time on the podcast for today, but it's clear that testing as a service is vital for system reliability, data integrity, and regulatory compliance. And of course, Birlasoft is leveraging the Lynx platform using AI and Gen AI in its testing services to ensure quality, safety, optimize test design, make test execution smarter, and ultimately derive insights to act accordingly. Thank you so much, Shefali and Vishvesh, for joining us. It was a pleasure speaking with you both.
Thank you so much, Neeraj. It was great.
Thanks, Neeraj.
You were listening to Tech Lyceum, a podcast from Birlasoft.